Sam from Architects, and you're checking out The Grind with Stacey Steele on punkradiocast.com.
From the Spastic Panthers, and you're checking out The Grind with Stacey Steele on punkradiocast.com.
It's 6 a.m. and I'm still drunk with the first that I do last night. Body stole my clothes, I don't think I might have been in a fight. Bodies are trashed all over the floor and mock for breakfast beer. And as we start to reminisce, last night becomes far too clear. Dozens of years and countless shots.
Welcome to the show. My name is Chris, and I hope you are ready for The Grind, Volume 84. Welcome to new listeners, and thanks to all the old listeners for sticking around with us. That right there was Spastic Panthers with Night I'd Rather Forget. We've all had a few of those. It's been a while since I've had one that I can remember, so maybe I've already forgotten it. Anyways, do not forget about this. Two interviews in the program today. Calgary's Spastic Panthers and Architects coming from the UK. Stacey Steele, our Calgary correspondent, caught up with both bands earlier this month. Well, last month, I guess. Also in the program today, we've got a couple of wicked artists in our From the Mailbox segment. Funky Monkey from Greece and Black Sails Western Shores from California, plus a whole bunch of other great tunes on the show today. Here's one of them now, off their recently released EP, All Time Will Show. This is Godfathers of Melodic Sock Punk, Turn It Red, with If I Can't See, It's Because Giants Are Standing on My Shoulders.
We'll be right back.
pick up that EP on iTunes or find them on tour with Rebuke in the UK and Europe starting Monday. And get your ass a physical copy and an autographed sock. Head over to myspace.com/turnitred for more info. Speaking of new music, our friends in Ontario's Broadcast Zero have a new album coming out at the end of the month, and it's entitled Some Concerns Regarding This Revolt. That's coming out on Stumble Records. These dudes have charged forward with 16 brand new, politically charged tracks for their second full-length album, holding true to the insightful and incendiary sing-alongs that characterized their 2008 release. This album is an orchestrated assault on platform preachers, righteous finger pointers, empty voices, deaf ears, and all those other things we didn't think characterized our own movements. So come on, come all, join Nick, Sean, Phil, and Kyle on an exciting adventure through the deconstruction of everything you hold dear. Now, thanks to Danny at Punk Radio Cast for that description that I just ripped off there. Also, thanks to Danny and Jenna and the whole Shop Radiocast crew for stocking the brand new Broadcast Zero album at shopradiocast.com. Head over there now. You can pick it up for, like, I think it's $10. And that's a pretty good deal. You can also find them. They're playing in Ontario in the next few weeks. I believe they have a show this weekend in Toronto. And you can get your hands on an album there as well. But if you do find yourself at Shop Radiocast, and I do encourage you to check that out, lots of great deals over there. You can find some wicked deals, in fact, on lots of stuff, including pre-orders, limited vinyl, lots of CDs for cheap, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And don't forget, with your order, use the coupon code GRIND, and you can save 10% off your purchase. Anyways, Broadcast Zero have some new songs up off that release on their MySpace site at myspace.com/broadcastzero. And we've got some Broadcast Zero coming for you up next. Following that, we're going to get right into the first interview segment today with Calgary's Spastic Panthers and a track from them called Joey Ramone. We've got a brand old song for you from Broadcast Zero off their last release, Yesterday You Could Change the World. That came out on Rebel Time Records. Great label there. This song is awesome. This is What They Want.
What they want is what you've got. They want your body and your thoughts. They've been after you for quite some time. Little did you know they've always been in your mind. And you're running and you're running, but you can't get away. And it burns into your core day by fucking day. You wanna get away, but you can't find the will. Sit down, shut up, and stay fucking still. Alternative agendas,
checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Calgary at the Hi-Fi, and I'm hanging out with some of the guys from Spastic Panthers. How's it going?
Good.
Very good.
Good, thank you.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about who the Spastic Panthers are and what you're about.
Oh, I'm Neil. I play the bass guitar.
Yeah. I'm Mike. I play drums.
Todd, I play guitar.
I'm Dan. I sing and irritate the rest of the band.
He does.
It's not exaggerating.
Tell us about your album you have out right now.
We got a new 7-inch record out. It's a split with another local band called The Throwaways. They're, I call them Calgary's best teenage garage punk band. Apparently they're all like 25 or something right now, but still teenagers to me. Anyway, they're awesome.
Yeah.
We're pretty awesome too. This is a good record. It's out on Hanson Dan Records, a very popular label out of Calgary.
Yeah.
Except for the popular part.
Mm-hmm.
That record came out last month, and we had another record that came out last summer called Rock and Roll Beast, which is our first record.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been playing shows on those first two.
Mm-hmm.
We're a busy band.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, but you guys have done some tours and done some shows with a lot of local and international bands.
Yeah, we just finished playing with the Swingin' Utters, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We try to play out of town as much as we can, but we don't really tour that much, really.
We did a pretty sweet Alberta tour. We just played Canmore Thursday night.
Yeah.
And followed that up with an amazing show in Calgary.
We're on, like, a permanent tour with Rum Runner, which is another local band.
Yeah.
We, like, play every second local show we play with them. So
nice.
It's, like, a never-ending tour.
Yeah, until someone dies tour. You know. We're doing Vancouver in a couple weeks as well. We're doing Vancouver and Kamloops. So
what venues are you hitting up?
Funky Winker Beans in Vancouver, and then I think Pogue Mahone's in Kamloops,
mm-hmm.
where we don't get a bar tap, but we get French fries or something.
French fries and a line of cocaine each.
Yeah.
Sort of substance of
I think that's what the writer said.
I don't think that's what it says, but
I haven't looked at my space today. I might have read it wrong.
That's what Dan's hoping it is, I think. In reality, it's going to be like $50 a night. Don't ever come here again.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So how did you guys come together as a band? How long have you been together?
Our bands sort of broke up around the same time. Dan and Todd were in the Shillang Shoulders, and I was in a shitty band called the Anti-Social Club.
The Shillang.
Shillang. I never pronounced the G properly.
There's a G in the name.
Shillang.
I was just waiting for you to say that. I just look on your
every
face
time.
Like, you still can't fucking say the name of the band.
Every time.
The Shillang Shoulders with This Ain't a Skate Shop, it's a fashion boutique.
Get your decks up on the shop, got your bucket, I'm ready to drop. Walk in the door and what do I say? Single board in front of me. Fight all your two, I don't do. Find your bricks and glasses loose. I saw a dress and wrist band too. Leave your buckles and fake tattoo. Just skate board, what's the board to say? This ain't skate, I'm like boutique. Just skate board, what's the board to say? This ain't skate, I'm like boutique. Five by fours and where's the back? Think I'm on the verge of a heart attack. 5 years better, that's about it. Got baby, can drive this shit. Drifting wheels and they're all the same size. Trying to invent it all in one. Calling the man, they all the way. Gotta begin, that's also gay. Got skateboard, nothing more to say. This ain't getting the fight for day. Got skateboard, nothing more to say. This ain't getting the fight for day. Get up and break the speed up play. Jam the skate shop's also great. But I grab a new decent selection. Had to make work for the show collection. One goes down with a close show too. Gotta make a living, I guess that's true. Throw the skate for merchandise. Find a form to agonize. Got skateboard, that's the board to say. This ain't skate, I'm psycho tape. Got skateboard, that's the board to say. This ain't skate, I'm psycho tape. Got skateboard, that's the board to say. This ain't skate, I'm psycho tape. Got skateboard, that's the board to say. This ain't skate, I'm psycho tape.
I've been married with this guy for 2 years, and he calls it the Shillang Shoulders. It's called the Shillang
Shoulders. It's an Irish
band. Me and Dan were in that band. He was in a really good band called the Antisocial Club with our original drummer. And then we joined forces when all our bands broke up.
Right.
Then our other drummer moved away, and we got Mikey Blotto from the Bloody Hells and like 700 other bands.
Yeah, I was in a band with him like, 5 or 6 years ago?
7 years.
7 years, I don't know, dude. Blotto Boys. Those guys were really good.
Yeah.
So we enlisted Mikey as soon as our drummer Bart moved. We got Mikey on the phone and he agreed to play with us. So
awesome.
That was a few months ago.
All came together.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about who your influences are, what kind of bands you listen to, what draws you into the...
Yeah.
Oh no, it's all good.
Dan is known for having the worst musical taste in like all of Canada.
Well, there's one guy in Victoria who's kind of right on the same level as me.
Right.
I'm into a lot of German Oi. And, just, yeah, the worst
we all listen
ever.
To different stuff, I think, but, like, I mean, our influences as a band are more, like, old, like, 80s hardcore, like Black Flag and Circle Jerks and Adolescence and stuff like that.
My favorite kind of punk.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
It's the best kind of punk.
Right away, as soon as I heard you guys, I was like, fast punk, I like it.
A good kind of punk.
Good kind of punk. 2 minute songs.
Yeah.
I don't think we've
hit that. Do you have any longer songs?
We try to say
45 seconds.
Yeah.
When we record in the studio, we're like, if it's 2 minutes, then it's like we can't play that song because it's not punk.
No. We have to cut a couple of the solos out.
Yeah.
When I joined the band, they gave me a CD of everything they had. It was 19 songs in 13 minutes.
Nice.
So we made him take a couple of the toms off his kit too. I think he snuck him back on when we were working. Yeah. But
Mikey's had to really dumb down since joining this band.
So what do you guys have coming up later on in the summer and in the fall winter of 2010?
We're just going to keep playing some shows. We have some, trying to work on some new stuff to see what happens with some new records and whatnot. But
yeah.
We're always trying to put out new stuff or write new stuff. So
right.
We've been really busy playing shows, and with Mikey just joining the band, we've been working on that. So we haven't had a chance to write a lot, but we're starting to do that now. So
that's cool.
Hopefully have some new stuff that we can put out.
October 1st is a big show with No Problem.
Best hardcore band out of Edmonton in the last 7 years. Yeah. No Problem.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Featuring members of Wednesday Night Heroes and Let's Dance.
Heroes are awesome.
They got a new 7-inch coming out on Handsome Dan Records, very popular local label.
They're part of our family of bands, and it's singer of the Wednesday Night Heroes new band, and so we're putting out the record, and the Never Ending Tour with Rum Runner, they're like the Never Ending Tour with No Problem. We like play like probably too many shows for their liking with them, so. So the show October 1st is actually Rum Runner, No Problem, and us, and along with this other band called Sabretooth from Calgary, who are awesome.
The Throwaways aren't on that one?
No.
That's weird. It's odd for us not to play with them.
Yeah, it's weird not to play with them. But
they're otherwise engaged.
It happens once in a while.
Edmonton's No Problem with Hurting Mentality. And we're gonna get spastic again. This is Panther Anthem.
Spastic Panthers, that is an amazing name for a punk rock band.
I was actually...
Did you just look at yourself in the mirror one day and go, that's it?
Amusingly enough, I was reading a review of the Shuglank Shoulders, the band Todd and I were in, and there's a guy, Ty Stranglehold in Victoria, who writes for, I think he writes for Razor Cake, and I used to write for Absolute Underground. Anyway, he has this review of a Shuglank Shoulders record where he refers to me as a spastic Jewish punk rocker. And I said, hey man, that's a really accurate description of me. And, you know, I was trying to think of a name, and I I was actually trying to get someone else to come up with a better name, so I was saying, hey guys, you know, you better think of a good name, or we're going to be called Handsome Dan and the Spastic Panthers.
He's had this name since, like, way before Shplank, like, when we were doing Shplank songs, like, that's such an awesome name.
It's Shagley.
But you got to get rid of, the Handsome Dan part.
So, yeah, we had to compromise a little, get rid of the Handsome Dan.
Yeah.
Spastic Panthers stuck, though.
Yeah, our first show was known as Handsome Dan and the Spastic Panthers, but I made sure that was not happening.
In addition to having the worst taste in music, I'm also known for coming up with the worst band names. So
Spastic Panthers is a good name.
That's a pretty good name, man.
Our drummer's actually working on a spin-off band out in Saskatoon. They're called the Our Old Drummer. They're called the Nervous Cougars.
Uh-oh.
And we're launching the
Reluctant Bobcats. They're gonna take Winnipeg by storm.
Yeah.
The Reluctant Bobcats?
Yeah, it's gonna happen one day.
Okay.
Yeah. We're hoping to have a whole series of Panther-related bands.
Of
cat-related
bands.
Yeah.
We have like a logo, which is like a punk panther, and he's lasted for two bands now, and we want to sort of farm him out to like six other bands.
These are all
right. Ulysses F. Panther Child.
Franchise opportunity.
It'd be that line that roars at the beginning of, what, Metro Goldwyn Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of thing, that punk rock, right?
Yeah. Ulysses is going to be making an appearance at a couple upcoming shows, too. Finally dragged him out of the office.
We found a panther costume that someone
you guys did not buy that panther costume, did you?
Not yet.
You can only rent it for the low price of $180 a day.
Went in and got a price for that thing?
Yeah, I got a quote.
Denim jacket?
No, we have to supply our own denim.
So it's October 1st, our mascot may be in the flesh of Broken City.
Could possibly
I hope one of you guys is wearing that, because I'm not wearing no panther suit.
I won't be
I can't even wear a shirt, dude.
I got some fun questions. Junk food of choice.
Slurpees.
I know what his is.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Pop-Tarts all the way.
Tell her about your Pop-Tart quest.
Which one?
The one where this guy travels around the United States. Apparently, I don't know why you're so shy about this all of a sudden. You've been talking about it all week. Apparently, Canada's got a pretty limited selection of Pop-Tarts. You got, like, blueberry, strawberry...
S'mores.
Apparently, in the States, they got, like, 300 different flavors. This guy travels around, and he'll hit, like, Washington, Oregon, California, kind of circle through the United States. And he gets, like, the chocolate chip, double fudge, cookie dough, Pop-Tarts, and,
sandwich. No idea.
So much more options.
You would know because he's super skinny, but the guy is like a junk food.
No, skinny dudes can eat, though. I eat about seven meals a day.
I'm putting
out a bit of a belly here if you want to kind of feel that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give it a squeeze.
I think I'm kind of fat sitting next to you here.
I'm trying to break 100 pounds this year.
When your metabolism runs out, like 300 pounds.
Well, I think as soon as I hit 45, it's going to balloon out.
Yeah. Get a Buddha belly going on.
We love cops.
The FBI, FBI, CIA, SWAT, even the KGB.
hangover remedy?
Sleeping in the back of the van and drinking, what were they, Rockstar Recoveries? Sleeping,
using
disgusting, dude.
Self-pity is also a good hangover cure.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, just, like, booking, like, sleeping for, like, 15 hours is the greatest hangover recovery ever. You can't do that, you're like,
If that fails, though, what you do is you get a bottle of that NOS energy drink.
Yeah.
And a bottle of tequila. And you do shots, equal portions. Cures everything.
Works everything.
Spastic car bomb. That's called a spastic car bomb.
Okay, I'll remember that one. Worst lie you ever told?
We're a good band.
Dude.
I'll go with that.
Wait, you can do better than that.
Well, I don't know. I don't lie that much.
Oh, I lie all the time. It's hard coming up with the best one. We'll come back to that question.
Okay. Unreasonable request have you put in any of your writers if you were to have a writer?
Never had
what
a writer.
What would you request if you were big pimping enough to have that?
We played Camo on Thursday, and we wanted our rider to be, for each band member, a basket of fries, one beverage, and one line of cocaine, with the option, and none of us, let's not get carried away with that, but
yeah.
We wanted the option to be trading in the basket of fries and the drink for a second line of cocaine.
We just want the option of a Coke ticket.
We don't
do it, but it's just like a,
just
it's
an
ego
would.
Booster, just like a, just so you know, I have a cocaine
ticket. What would you do if they came out with a plate with it and a basket of fries?
We'd probably do it.
All that cocaine.
That cocaine would be gone.
I'd be like, I'm sorry.
Here's some of this cocaine.
Dan, like, I'm sorry, you gotta take this back. These aren't yam fries, so.
Oh, well, actually, they were.
Oh, they were?
They were
That's
yam
good
fries,
then.
Yeah.
It might, well, that reminds me of that other story.
I think yam fries are gross, but this guy was asking for yam fries.
Tell her that story where you guys played that.
Yam fries are awesome, man.
And they gave you those little foil packets?
Oh, yeah. One time this band I was in, the Tartan Hearts, played, and I wasn't there for it, but the guy who books the shows there, what's his name, came up to our singer, Pete, and had a handful of tin foil balls wrapped up in his hand and said, "Hey, man, take one of these." And Pete assumed that it was crack and picked the smallest one so that he didn't have to be impolite and say no thanks. And it turned out that it was hash, and he should have picked the biggest one.
Let's go for the biggest one.
Yeah. But he thought it was crack, and he
picked
the smallest one.
He
should have picked the biggest one, and he could have.
I would have taken the biggest thing of crack.
We've never, ever been in a position to ever even have a rider, so I think this question, that's why we're answering like idiots.
It's fun, no, I know.
We're making
up
scenarios
about
cocaine.
I'm like, well, pretend you have one.
I think we got to start demanding more.
We usually have to offer the bar a basket of fries to let us play, and then we just go from there.
Give them rides. I'm actually training the promoter this bullet belt for tonight's show.
It's a pretty rad belt.
Yeah, dude.
Does Dave want it?
No, I don't think Dave could wear this, dude. I can barely wear this.
It's way too big for that belt. Gross.
I've actually never seen anyone eat like Dan until I met Dan. I mean that as a compliment, but it's just like, wow.
When we play shows, like in Edmonton, we have to stop, like, we didn't do it last time, but we have to stop, like, all the time because he's hungry, like, every, like, 30
minutes. Calgary to Red Deer is a long drive. You gotta eat.
You gotta pack snacks, man.
Yeah, it's not a snack, it's like a full-on A&W, like, veggie burger.
Yeah, Dan got a deep fryer for his birthday one year and ate nothing but deep-fried food for about, I don't know, 6 months.
No, it was only a couple weeks. I was walking, like, 2 blocks to the tattoo shop from my house, and I said this, like, pain right here in my heart, and I was like, oh, that's not good. Probably not the deep fryer, but I laid off anyway, just in case.
Yeah. Where can fans find you? Do you guys have a MySpace or website?
Yeah.
MySpace.com/ Spastic Panthers.
I think it's the Spastic Panthers.
I
think it's T-H-E.
There's only one E.
Facebook, too? You guys on, like, Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, but Neil's the only one who goes on. No, he updates, but he puts all this weird shit on, like pictures of Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, I go on and be super embarrassed to be in the band.
Facebook for fun.
Yeah.
If you want to actually find out legitimate information, check out MySpace. If you want to, like, have a good time, check out Facebook. Yeah. We also have HandsomeDanRecords.com, which is a label that
Dan
owns that I help him run. That we've got a bunch of good records out, not from just from us, but a bunch of other good punk rock bands.
Awesome.
So people should check that out, too.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. It's been a pleasure speaking with you guys tonight. Any final words to Punk Radio Cast or any new listeners or any old fans?
Find the guy with the long hair and the flannel shirt and just go talk to him. His name's Ian.
That's not a good final word.
It will be once you start talking to him.
Everyone should listen to more DI. That's my final word.
That's a terrible final word.
Oh, hey, okay, here's a good story. Todd makes a lot of enemies. This is the final word. Todd makes a lot of enemies every time we play. A month or two ago, we played at a bar called Broken City. And for some reason, Todd decided to mention on stage that we used to do a cover of Body Count by Body Count, Ice-T's rap metal band. And Todd, for some reason, decided to announce from the stage that Body Count is a better band than Millions of Dead Cops.
It's because some guy was, like, in the crowd yelling from an MDC cover. And MDC are okay. They have one good record, but the rest of the records are awful. And so I was trying to fire back at this guy who was heckling him. So I said, Body Count's better than MDC. And the word on the street is that that guy wants to fight.
Oh, yeah, everyone with that. Dudes were walking around like, who the fuck would say Body Count's better than MDC? I'm going to kick his ass.
So I'm still waiting to get my ass kicked by those
guys. Oh, yeah, no, they're gonna destroy you.
I don't see it happening, personally, but
maybe
we'll
see
what happens.
October 1st. Yeah.
Shit, serious, man. You don't fuck around with Millions of Dead Cops.
Ice-T's on Todd's side, though. Yeah. Ice-T and Moose Man.
I should have got drunk. It would have been way better.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Data, the minute in this frozen white flood, when my mind is letting die, there's more than I can stand. Studying each other with 30 better things. Feel I've been waiting on this blizzard of a week. Feel my eyes are starting to form in the socks. Because I'm a man, I can feel my cock. Put me on a plane somewhere far away. Hawaii, Rio, Montego Bay. During a warm California night. Right now, a rack would feel alright. The world of color, I'm going to work tonight. I'm staying right here with the door shut tight.
Spastic Panthers, that was Wasteland, and before that, Stand Strong. All of those songs you heard today from Spastic Panther came off of their 7-inch release from last year called Rock and Roll Beasts. Well, we're one interview down so far in volume 84 of The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. Maybe you're streaming it off iTunes, so we're The Grind on iTunes.com. We're all over the place. We are constantly polluting the internet with all of the stuff that we do and gradually get time to put up. Speaking of which, coming up in future volumes of The Grind, our buddy Marcus will be bringing us a chat with Mute, who are currently on tour across Canada with Strung Out and Rufio. We're also keeping Stacy busy this September. She'll be catching up with many a great band this month, including a Wilhelm Scream, Comeback Kid, Molten Lava, and many more. And when Stacy's busy with all those interviews, that means I get busy too. I'll be focusing on production of The Grind more so than interviews for the next little bit, but don't worry, I've got my eye on some upcoming shows that I plan on attending and interviewing with my usual dumb questions and tomfoolery. If we can keep everything on track between all of our day jobs and our second lives of being the music ninjas that we are, we should start having a grind more regularly once again. But as always, I'm chewing up way too much time blabbering here between stuff, so without further ado...
This is From the Mailbox.
Touch me, kiss me. wrecked heart tonight. I miss it if this is the end. But deep down I know you're alive. Cut me.
Bakersfield, California four-piece, that was Black Sails Western Shores with a track called Shipwrecked. These boys have a new album that came out earlier this year entitled Halfway Home on Death to False Hope Records. Sinners and Saints, this is Black Sails Western Shores on The Grinds from the Mailbox, Volume 84.
An option, but I broke the bank with it. My heart is on fire, and I'm ready to give in. We don't really know how far we have to go. Whoa, whoa, but the future's up ahead, and we fight to come back home. And all I ever did was sing. Now I'm overwhelmed by death and misery. But I will stand up straight. I won't be a casualty. We don't really know how far we have to go. Whoa, whoa. Now the future's up ahead. To come back home. Whoa, whoa. I am a sinner. I am a saint. This burning heart of mine will finally free these bitter tears and lost complaints. This burning heart of mine will never break. Don't really know how far we have to go. Whoa, whoa. Now the future's up ahead, and we're about to come back home. Whoa, whoa.
Black Sails Western Shores also has a show coming up this Saturday, that's tomorrow, with Eakin Is Dead. It's going on for Ashley's birthday. But let you in on a secret. You don't even need to know who the hell Ashley is. I imagine she's pretty cool. I mean, she's got Black Sails, Western Shores, and Eakin Is Dead playing for her birthday at Sandrini's in Bakersfield. And it's a free show. So if you're down there, check that shit out. You won't be disappointed. Just head over to MySpace if you can't. It's myspace.com/blacksailswesternshores. And they're on the Facebook as well. To keep you up with those guys, here's another new one from them called Hard Times.
I may need help, but I'm not afraid.
Another lie, you're on the TV set. I can't believe that we're going down. Another brother, another friend, another mother who can comprehend what's going on anymore. I may need help, but I'm not a friend. Now I'm standing straight, without a trace. I'm down, a fear on my face. We know that these hard times never last, but we still have a long way to go. And through it all, we know we will survive this, 'cause we'll never have to stand
Rock and Roll Street Gang,
and you're listening to The Grind on PunkRadioCast.com.
just thought I'd slip in some Devil Dolls Rock and Roll Street Gang since I'm still hooked on their song Radio London. From California to London to Greece for our next From the Mailbox band, Funky Monkey. Since 2004, this band has been traveling around Greece, ripping up the stage with their energetic skate punk sound, only further strengthened recently by the addition of a fourth member on four strings. Funky Monkey released their first EP called Inter Theory in 2007. This is the intro of that EP, and it's taking us into Best Day. Good band, not having a record label behind them has not stalled their progress in any way, and they've released a new full-length album this year called 13, with 13 tracks, through support of their growing network of sponsors in the Greek scene. We've got two tracks for you today off of Funky Monkey's 13 album. This here is Complete Me.
Every day I wanna see you. That's your Stand alone, but we will make it through this night.
Let's go tonight.
following Complete Me, we just heard another great song from them. That was Just Like Shooting Stars, Funky Monkey. That track also featured Como Esta Loco. We've got one more song from Funky Monkey on the program today. You can find them on the old Facebook as well as MySpace. It's myspace.com/funkymonkeytheband08. Just a heads up, if you go there in the next little while, the music that you hear as soon as the page loads, it's just a damn auto-tune playlist from someone's MySpace comment. So pause that shit, scroll down, pause that shit, and rock out some more Funky Monkey. You know, that shit is just one of the many things about MySpace that really bugs me. Those autoplay comments. I mean, come on, you spamming bastards. I'm all cool with people posting, you know, local shows that's not local to me at all, and hey, check out our new album and all that kind of stuff. But when you come onto someone's MySpace page and play your own stuff, it's just not kosher in my books. So that, along with me being really lazy and kind of avoiding MySpace, updating MySpace, and I don't think I've checked my messages there for way too long. So we'll be diving into that, and we'll be getting to some more From the Mailbox stuff in the future episodes of The Grind. Also, I do archive our stuff now on our Blip TV account. Radio shows are up there as well. Just go to thegrindprc.blip.tv. Now, the videos, they will usually load and play fine in the standard player. What you need to do to catch the audio shows is go over to the episode archive on the upper right-hand side of it. Just click on that once you're on thegrindprc.blip.tv. You'll get a big listing there. Everything, if it's a radio show, it says so right in the description at the start. Radio show, poster from the program. And we've started to upload all that stuff up there because in the past we had used another free service. And they just keep disappearing. And it's become such a fucking weekly battle for me to upload all of our, well, 84 now, volumes of The Grind for anyone who cares to listen to how stupid I sound, not just now, but when I started this whole thing. Anyways, maybe just enjoy the progression of The Grind and whatever the hell we get up to. I'm going off way too much. Videos coming eventually as well. Still have a lot of crazy material on my computer that I need to get up so you guys can check out. Tonight, though, if you are in Calgary, you should consider checking out the Calgary Beer Corps Awards fundraiser event that's going on at Vern's. Now, if you're not familiar with what the Calgary Beer Corps is all about, just look it up or hit up the show tonight and catch our friends Colin Decker Freefall and four other acts, all for a good cause. Not playing tonight, but definitely a part of the Calgary Beer Corps familia is this next band, We Found the Body. The song is Paradise of Decay. It's coming off their 2009 EP, and right before we get into that, I got another little story I gotta tell you. Been really busy at work this summer. One of the main reasons is we've done two new music programs. We get bands to come in, perform like a 45-minute set in our studio, do a little bit of an interview, very, very similar to what The Grind actually does, just with a lot less cursing and some different style of music. Anyways, we've been doing that. We've been pretty much booked solid for the last 2 months. Haven't had a weekend for a long time, but we've had the chance to work with a lot of great bands. One of the members of one of the first bands was the drummer from We Found the Body, and he was actually playing in another band, but he was telling me that this album was a little bit of a rush job. The new one that they're working on right now, and I think it might even be out. I need to look into that. You need to look into that if you like this next one. This is an older one from them. We Found the Body, Paradise of Decay, on The Grind.
Yeah.
Meet the Blind. That was California's Attack Head. These guys have a new album that's just in the final tweak stage right now. So look for that to come out soon. And if you've spent the last couple days on Facebook, you might have seen this. Our friend George from Attack Head has been spreading the news to the online world at an insane rate. I mean, Facebook is probably limping today after what he put it through there yesterday. Anyways, Attack Head is up for Best Artist Award in the Street Official 2010 Music Awards. I have no idea what that will garner them beyond some more press, maybe. But anyways, while we're getting to the Architects interview that's coming up really soon here, you should head over to www.streetofficial.net. Over there on the right-hand side of the screen is the Music Awards section. Select the Best Artist category, and then if you like that last track, if you like what you heard there, select Attack Head. And, well, this will save you some time. You see, you could listen to every single band that is in that category, but in the end, your vote will probably honestly be the same. So I know George and the rest of Attack Head will appreciate it. I'll appreciate it. But sometimes, numbers count for nothing. This is a song from Architects off of Hollow Crown.
Yeah!
Stacey Steele. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Calgary at the Marquee Room, and tonight I'm hanging out with Sam from Architects, all the way from the UK.
All the way from the UK.
How's it going tonight?
Good. Just played the first of two shows.
Mm-hmm. Ollie just showed to begin with, and then 18 plus tonight, right?
Yeah, so yeah. We'll have all the drunk people later on, which will be fine.
It'll be all good?
Yeah.
Did you play last night in Vancouver? Did you end up having to
We didn't play last night. We had to, our van was just destroyed. Like, it was total, like, we've just had so much van problem. Day before yesterday, we drove from San Francisco to Portland, and then the plan was to stay in Portland and then drive early in the morning. And then on the way to Portland, it just started dying again, so we had to get it fixed and didn't make it to Vancouver. But we did have 2 days off in Portland, so it was cool.
That's awesome. How many dates do you have through Canada?
On this tour, I think it's like 14 shows. Mm-hmm. 14 shows.
That's all right.
Should be fun.
And then where do you plan on going after the Canadian tour is done?
We go home, finally. Get to spend a month at home, and then we do the UK, like our headline tour in the UK, which would be cool. And then...
Who are you headlining with?
It's us headlining, and then Norma Jean's main support, and then a band called Devil Sold a Soul from England.
Yeah.
And our friend's band Lone Atlantis as well.
That sounds great. Mm. Wow. So you guys have a few albums out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your newest one?
Hollow Crown, or the one that we've just finished recording, because we just finished recording.
You can tell us a little bit about Hollow Crown.
I think we recorded it like 2 years ago, and it was cool for the time. You know, we love the record still. You know, it's one of those records that the record before we kind of got a bit more of them. We're like, fuck this, let's go and write a new record. But we really like Hollow Crown. You know, it's taken us like some crazy places, and we've had some crazy shows off of it and stuff. We just finished recording our new one, which was a bit harder to write because we still really liked Hollow Crown, so we had to kind of progress.
You know? Right.
But we're really stoked on the new record. Like, I can't wait for it to come out. So.
How are the elements in the new album that's going to be coming out different from Hollow Crown?
It's probably like our most melodic record ever. Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot more layering involved?
We spent a lot of time on like getting really cool sounds. Like, it's like the most natural record we've ever done. You know, like, there's a. The guy we produced with was like, if everything's like completely natural, there's no editing or anything. So Dan would play drums, and the 4 minutes of him playing drums is his drum take. There's no like edits or samples or anything, and all the vocals is like no auto-tune. It's completely like natural.
Only, and, thank you for that.
Yeah, I fucking hate auto-tune. And all the guitar, you know, it's different guitar sound for every song, and spent a lot of time trying to get the perfect sound for it. But yeah, we spent a long time writing it, did loads of pre-production and stuff. And
mm-hmm. Who produced it for you?
It's Steve Evers, who's worked with like Dillinger Escape Plan and Every Time I Die. And
amazing bands.
Yeah, a bunch of bands that we really like. So. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your tour experience and how it's different, say, in the US to Canada, Canada to Europe and the UK. How is the touring experience different, and how do your fans differ from country to continent?
Right. In the UK, you know, it's like a... That's like home, you know, and we've toured there so many years that it's just, you know, it's always awesome. Every show's great, and, you know, we can go and do big headline shows. And back to Canada, it's kind of, you know, Canada's kind of got the same-ish vibe. You know, we do well in Canada. It's always fun. You know, kids know who we are. But America is a different kettle of fish. America's like really difficult because no one has a fucking clue who we are.
A lot of bands, I find, whether they're Canadian or from Europe, have a lot of time tapping into that US market because it's so massive.
Yeah.
It's so broad.
We spent more time actually in America touring than we have spent at home this year, which is ridiculous. But, you know, it's like start like being a new band and going on stage and having no one know who you are. But it's fun, it's cool, you know, because then it makes you appreciate when you play headline shows in the UK, when we go to Canada or Australia and stuff. Like, it makes it like awesome. It's just America is a fucking pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. What bands have you toured with, or bands that you would like to tour with and that you draw your inspiration from, maybe as a band? Who would they maybe suggest?
We've just done, like, the last two tours we did were both with Under Oath.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is incredible. Like, I've liked that band since I was like a fucking little kid, and you know, they're some of our best friends as a band now, you know. And if someone had said like 5 years ago, oh, you're going to go on tour with Under Oath, I'd been like, whatever, fuck off. But you know, to tour, like, we toured in Europe with them. Like, we did loads of like weird places, and then we did America with them just now, and that was cool. But like, the tour we were just on, like the last tour, was just insane. We literally just finished the Cool Tour, which was like a As Lay Dying, Under Oath, Between the Buried and Me, Cancer Bat, Acacia Strain, like the funnest tour ever.
That sounds like I wish I could have gone to that tour. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
One of these days.
Signals on the Way to the World tour with Dead and Divine, yourselves, Architects, and Sights and Sounds, I believe. How was that tour compared with such a massive tour that those bands were doing at the time, and you guys kind of joining in part way? How is that different, doing a smaller tour compared to a giant, massive tour when you're gone for that long? And that
it's always cool, you know. You have to kind of
insane.
Yeah. Like one thing is liking the bands you're on tour with. Most bands we go on tour with, I can be like, oh, this is cool, you know, find something to like about it.
Yeah.
Other than that, just like, you know, we grew up playing shows like this. We do floor shows, and we do fucking 5,000 cap venues. We do, you know, it's always going to be the same performance. It's just how you just have to let it go. You know, like, you can't go into a venue that's like 100 cap and be like, fuck this, we played a 2,000 cap venue yesterday. Like, you can't do that. Like, I have fun playing music, and we all have fun like playing in a band together, and like, as long as kids are there having fun, then it's the same as any other show for me.
That's awesome. From the bands that you've become friends with and touring across Canada and the States, what bands, they don't have to be metal or punk rock or metalcore genre, what bands have taken your interest or been suggested to you through friends on tour, fans, like, gotta check out this band?
That band, like, I mean, for me, like, Sights and Sounds are just one of the best bands I've ever heard in my life. Like, I absolutely love that record. Like,
it's
so
a masterpiece.
It's incredible. And it's just, it's annoying to know that it hasn't got enough recognition. You know, that record could be so, so huge. You know, if it was in the right people's hands, it could be, like, you know, huge. They could be on tour with, like, the Foo Fighters or something. But, you know, seeing a band like that play, like, first on that tour was just, like, awesome, just to get stoked on seeing that band. And through that, like, Comeback Kid, like, we've loved Comeback Kid for years, and we've toured with them, like, a bunch. And you just find out about, like, you know, people in bands, like, have, like, side projects, and, you know, they show you shit that they're working on and stuff, and it's just cool. It's just cool. Being on tour is the best way to fill your iPod. I take my iPod on tour, and then, like, someone will be sitting at their computer, and I'm like, yeah, how about you put some music on my iPod? And then, you know, you'll be lying in the van, you'll be like, oh, listen to this, and then you'll be like, holy shit, I've never listened to this band before, but it's so good. Like, one of my favorite bands is called the Appleseed Cast, and we were on the Under Oath tour, and I'd got Chris to put some music on my iPod, and I was just lying in the van, and I just put it on one night and was like, oh my god. And then since then, like, I listen to it, like, every day. I love that band. And that's just one of the cool things about being on tour, is you find out about so much cool music.
It's a lot of fun that way.
Yeah.
It's always a discovery every day. With the new album coming out, do you have a title for it yet? Have you not thought of one, or are you not allowed to say yet?
We do have a title, but we're not allowed to say. But one thing I will say is the album is not called Choking.
Okay.
Everywhere I look, like, every interview we've done, someone has been like, so when's Choking coming out? I'm like, what the fuck? Someone has gone on our Wikipedia and made up a name.
Oh, right.
And put it on there. And
it's definitely not going to be Choking.
Yeah, definitely
not. If I find
out
it is Choking, I'll be talking to you next time.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. To the point where we posted some stuff, like, being like, this isn't what our record's called, like, don't think of it. And then the next day you go on Wikipedia and it says that our band page got hacked, and somebody said it wasn't Choking to hide the fact that it was.
Yeah.
But it's not called Choking. But I wish I could say the other title, but we can't.
Are you planning on a release date for it?
It's going to be January, like, end of January, I think.
January 2011? Is it going to be released in the UK, and then in Europe, and then in Canada, or all at the same time everywhere?
It's all going to be released at the same time.
Yeah. Same record label?
Yeah. We're on Distort in Canada.
Yeah.
And we're with Century Media for the rest of the world.
That's awesome.
We love Distort. Like, we never want to leave Distort, and Greg's so awesome, and everyone in the office is super cool, so.
That's great. Self, what would you tell him?
Do exactly what you did and just don't even think about it. Just I would literally, because I spent so much time as a kid just being like, I'm going to be in a fucking band and travel the world, and everyone was like, no, you're not. So I would just go up to myself and just go, just tell everyone to fuck off and just, you'll be fine.
Yeah. What's your favorite British expression?
I haven't really got one.
No? Do any of the other guys in Architects have one?
No. Because we just talk English all the time.
Canadian accent? Canadian? American?
I guess I like A-Man. A-Man? How you doing, man?
What's that? Best piece of advice?
From me to someone else?
Yeah, sure.
Do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let anyone stop you from doing it, and then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Junk food of choice on the road?
Well, I have decided on this tour and halfway through the last tour that I need to stop eating junk food.
Okay.
I'm trying to be healthy because I used to be the size of a fucking like pea. I was tiny, and then since being on tour for the last 2 years, I'm not like fucking huge or anything, but
you've put on a little bit since I last saw you. That was a year ago, but it's not fat.
No, it's not fat, but I've put on a bit, so I'm a.
We call it Molson muscle in Canada.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
It's the alcohol that's the problem.
But speaking of which, what is your best hangover remedy?
Sleep. If I'm hungover, I'll just sleep all day until I have to physically drag myself out of bed. Or a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
A cup of tea helps. And just loads of water.
Mm-hmm. When you stage dive into a crowd at your show, who do you aim for and why?
I aim for the smallest person I can find just to really hurt them. No, okay. I'm joking.
I'll be sure to stand at the back. Fine.
No, I don't really aim for anyone. I always feel awful because I jump out and then I get scared and my knees kind of flick up like this.
Yeah.
So whoever's in the front row just seems to always get knees to the head, but I can't help it.
Have you ever been punched while playing on stage? Weird shit thrown at you?
We did a show once in Sheffield, and I jumped down in the crowd and was like gonna let people sing along. And I turn around, some dude's just like tugging on my hair, like fully like pulling it like a girl. I turn around, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, had my arm out letting the crowd sing. I was like, what are you doing? He kept doing it, So I just punched him. Otherwise, he was gonna pull my hair out. I can't have that.
That hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
Mm-hmm. The best place to party?
I live in a little town called East Preston, and it's like the smallest little town. And there's a pub just down the street that my friend is the manager of, and it's called the Clockhouse, and it's just so much fun. Me and my girlfriend just go down there. We're literally like a street away from my house, and just get drunk for free.
Best food in the world?
I like Indian food. I like Indian food a lot. Thai food's awesome as well. Actually, I'd say Mexican.
Yeah?
I love Mexican food. I love burritos.
The best Mexican I ever had was probably down in Las Vegas and in Mexico, actually. It was the best. I couldn't believe it. Bar none to anywhere else, of course.
So good.
Really good. If you could sing one cover song to save your life, what would it be and where would you sing it?
I would sing Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And I would sing it outside David Gilmour's house.
That sounds great. That's the best answer I've heard yet. What is up next for Architects in the fall, winter, and spring? You've got the album coming out. You've got your tour through Canada.
Yeah, we're just nonstop.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes with us. I never get to go home, but it's fine. No, we do this, go home for a month, do the UK, then have a few weeks off, go back out to America, then go through Canada, and then no idea. And then I think we're supposed to be in Australia, but nothing's confirmed yet.
I hope so. You guys do really well there.
Yeah, I love Australia.
So do you guys have a website or MySpace to throw out?
We have like myspace.com/architectsuk, and I think we use Facebook quite a lot now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Facebook, forget about that. So.
Facebook has destroyed MySpace.
It has.
The fool of MySpace.
Left it in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words, Sam?
Come and hang out with us at the shows. Mm-hmm. Buy us alcohol. Because we're really poor.
Buy merch. All the merch is totally rad.
Yeah.
You guys got to come out and buy some merch. So thanks for speaking with us on Punk Radio Cast. It's been a pleasure. Have a safe time and no van troubles on the rest of your tour.
Let's hope not.
That was the last track off of Architect's Hollow Crown. It's called To the Death, and it's actually a 2008 re-recording. The song that we heard before the last segment with Stacy and Sam there was called Borrowed Time. That's exactly what we're on right now. So I'm going to have to hit the road and enjoy the long weekend. I suggest you do the same, unless you're stuck at work. In which case, I'm sorry. But hey, that's The Grind, Volume 84 on punkradiocast.com. We'll see you soon with lots more stuff. Take care.